here we are. One more blessed week in 2025. One more day to get together to praise the Lord. How good is that? I love to gather with you to praise. This last week, as I was sitting in my chair praying, it just became just a blast of a thought, and the fact that there I was, and sitting in my chair, and he heard my prayer. I mean, and so I can pray for anywhere in the world, anywhere. He hears it. No wonder we're told we ought to always pray. We can pray about anything and everything. And I'm sure that all of you have been lifting up California. You know, I have to be honest with you, there were many times that I've thought it should drop into the sea, you know. But oh, my heart just goes out to them. And, you know, you hear all kinds of attitudes, you know. Some of you say, well, you know, who cares about those stars whose houses are burning? They can afford to lose their house. And fire destroys a lot more than a house, you know. Which brings to mind that the fire of the Holy Spirit changes our houses. Changes our houses. It burns up all of the stuff that needs to go away. He works in our lives. Grace works. Grace works. Yeah, I remember years and years ago, you know, hearing a message. I can't remember who the guy's name is now, but I did. Mark Rutledge, I think. And he talked about grace. He would talk about shouting, grace. When something's going on, grace. When something needs fixed, grace. When something great happens, the grace, because it's the grace of God working. You know? The grace of God. God simply said to Paul, my grace is sufficient. And Paul believed God. His grace is sufficient. Do I have to understand how his grace works all the time? Well, I hope I don't have to understand it all the time. I just pray to recognize it, you know. Someone made a comment on Facebook back weeks ago about these so-and-so Christians. And then somebody responded back about the so-and-so Christians, and I messaged this person that we all know and love, and I said, You're not a so-and-so Christian. You're a child of God. That's what God says. We call, he hears, he adopts. We're a child of God. He sees us different than we see each other, you know. But he sees us. And he talks to us. This person said to me that, you know, I'm a drunk, but he talks to me. I hear his voice. It makes perfect sense. One of the first evangelists I ever heard was Sam McGaffey on the steps of the Stable Bar, probably Hodex at the time. No matter where you are, no matter who you are, when he pulls that chain, baby, you got to go. Now, that's more than 60 years ago. I still remember it. Because it was truth, it was truth. It was truth. A lot of people wouldn't have gone to church to hear him preach, but it was truth. Why he was standing there doing it, I have no idea. I didn't do anything with the truth, I just remember the truth. And now, I know better than I did then that the truth can come from anywhere. You see, we might judge the speaker of the truth, But we don't need to. We can just take the truth and just believe the truth. Now, this is, again, there isn't anything new that we can hear because we've all heard it all, haven't we? Well, we maybe haven't retained it all, but we've heard most everything, you know? And yet some things become new. You know? Just brand new. They just spring up. I was driving to Pier, and I think we were together, actually, and we're being entertained by the birds. You know how they flock and they fly, and they just are. They taught the angels, the blue angels, how to fly. I mean, they just fly like crazy, but they also sit alongside the road and they fly at cars. And it's amazing how few thuds you hear. You know, they're like flies off of a fly swatter. Apparently the wind, I don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't know why it works. You know, I'm not like hooked on birds, you know, but so I don't wonder why God doesn't stop that. Because God said he cares about the sparrows, right? Cares about them. Not one of them falls to the ground and he doesn't notice. In my youth, I shot a lot of sparrows. Blackbirds. Anything. Didn't think a thing about it. Now I feel bad for the sparrows. And I even have compassion for the badgers, although I'm not real fond of badgers. Yeah. But, you know, things change, don't they? I mean, they do. We recognize, you know, and that isn't everybody doesn't have to have the same change. I remember James Robinson talked about deer hunting, and he said, you know, if one happens to come to him by the grace of God, that's a good deal, you know. And so then you go, well, doesn't he love the deer? Yeah, he does. God cares about everything. He does. And so in our hearts, we've got a care place, right? We've got a care place. And those care places pop up. I said in my devotional, I had bird's hair and Sabbath. I'm sitting down to write, and I hear those three words in my head. And I've been looking, you know. I mean, birds, God cares about the birds. He numbers our hairs and Sabbath. And I've mentioned that I'm not sure how to handle Sabbath. A rest, you know, because, well, we live at rest, right? We do. I do. I live at rest. I tell people I always wanted to retire when I was 30, and I did, because I haven't had to work since. We do everything as under the Lord. You know, some things not as joyous as others, but we still rest in the Lord, right? We still do. And if I owe the Lord a whole day for every week since I was saved, that's a lot of days that I owe him. And I don't want to make excuses for that. But I'm thinking about the rest, entering into the rest of the Lord. And of course, if you enter into the rest of the Lord, you're going to enter into the grace of the Lord. You're going to enter into the understanding of the Lord. The sparrows and the hare give us some understanding of the Lord. To me, it does. Because you see, there was a day when my hair was more important to me than sparrows. But it don't matter so much anymore. But sparrows weren't important to me. But they're important to God. And so they've been important to God the whole time that I've known Jesus. But I just watch those sparrows and how beautiful they fly and their gifts in the air and all the things that people have learned from sparrows. I bet you that a lot of aeronautic people watch and learn from sparrows. Elon Musk probably saw a sparrow go straight up and come down on a branch and knew he could make that rocket ship. Who knows? But the wisdom comes from somewhere. The wisdom comes from above, above. It's all the same stuff. And so the thing to me was just that, thank you, Lord, that I notice. Thank you, Lord, that I care, because it's not me, it's Him. It's the things that He does, you know? And so as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, we grow in compassion. We grow in eye. We sing, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you. I want to see you high and lifted up, but I want to see you in this, and I want to see you in that, and I want to see you in that, and I want to recognize you, God. Because if I recognize God in things, it's going to change my attitude about things. And it's going to change my response to things. I will tell you, there are some things I need to be more tender in my response of. You know? So I need more of God in it. I want my initial reaction to be Jesus. Not my shaped response. I do want that because here's the thing, you and I both know that. When we have a Jesus response to something, we feel better about it. You know, we can have those, wow, Lord, where did that come from? You know, I mean, and it's good when, wow, Lord, where did that come from? It was, God showed me that when I hit myself in the head with a pipe wrench so many years ago. And I said, praise the Lord. And then I said, where did that come from? I didn't know you'd done anything about that, Lord. That must be God. You see, when we see God, it changes things. You know? We see God, we hear God, we think God, and when God comes out, it's like, wow, how does He do that? You know? Because sometimes people's responses will be, I don't care what you say, I don't like how God does this. He's patient. He'll wait. You'll have the opportunity. This week, another message comes from someone in Southern California. I don't think I told you about them because I don't think I had this last Sunday. But I get this message, and this gal, she said, I wanted to thank you. Of course, you know me from Hughes County Jail. Okay, well, that makes more sense. If I'm getting a note from a girl, it should be from something to do with that, you know. And she said, I just wanted to tell you how much it meant to me and a bunch of stuff like that. And then she said, you know, you would think in Southern California, you wouldn't have any trouble plugging into a church. But she said, that's not the case. I've been looking. This is like 6 years since. Okay, I'm going to get this right this year. 2018. Not 1918. 2018 and 2019 must have been a good year. But anyway, because she said, we can't find a place. And so she said she wondered if I had any devotions or messages that I could send out. She said, I looked on the internet, but I couldn't find anything on YouTube or anything like that. Well, there might be one randomly from 2020 from the COVID times, that not, you know, when we did some church that way, but said she couldn't find anything. So if you'll send me stuff, tapes, whatever you can send me, I'll pay for them. I said there's like 2,000 of them on our website, and gave her the website. And I said, if you give me your email, I will send them to you each week. And I have her email, so we'll send them each week. But there's hunger Way out there. She said, I loved you playing the guitar so much, I bought two guitars when I got home. You know, so, you know, but I mean, it's the grace of God working. It's God work. God didn't put her in jail. I don't know what she was in jail for. It doesn't really make any difference whatsoever to me, anyway. But God said, here, we'll throw the truth. See? I wasn't a drunk on a step. I was a brand new man in Christ. Well, not brand new then, but, you know, I mean, the thing is God working. And when you see God working, it's exciting. You know? I mean, and we're like a part of that. You know, Kenneth Copeland always said, you know, you're part of this ministry, so I'm part of that ministry. We're part of the big picture. And it's good for us when we learn to see the big picture. And the big picture is God. You know? It's not, why doesn't God stop sparrows from flying up in cars? You know? If God loves the sparrows so much, why doesn't he just wreck the cars? We wouldn't like that. There might be some bird lover that does, you know. Stop when you see a flock. You can't do that. They're just a little too quick. And that's the same thing in our life. Some things are a little too quick. And our response sometimes a little too slow. But with God, we can consider our ways. You know? Peter made those quick responses that just drive you. How in the world could he possibly say, I don't know him. Never did know him. Don't even want to know him. How could he do that? He just spoke too quick. And things come out of our mouths that we need to recognize that they've been hiding in our heart. Because that's what the Bible says. What comes out of our mouth is what's still there. So, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I need to see that. I need to catch that. I want that victory. I want that mess-free life. Jesus never made a mess. Never messed up. Under extreme conditions, he never messed up. And he said to us, as the Father has sent me, go get them, team. You can do these things. My grace is sufficient for you. You know? God's grace was sufficient, Paul said, in imprisonment, shipwrecks, beatings, stonings. You know? God's grace produced hymns in the prison that created earthquakes that got the guard and everybody saved. And the story is still told today. I feel the presence of God, but I haven't felt the building shake yet. But maybe it's just because we're so rock solid on the rock. And maybe we just haven't had the earthquake. But God has given us everything that we need. Everything that we need to be more than conquerors in Christ. He's given us everything that we need. We need only to praise him. We say, let all that I am praise the Lord. 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 That's what we want to get to, right? You know, this is a Psalm of David. He had a lot of times where he needed to let that go. And with my whole heart, I will praise your holy name. I will praise your holy name. I will praise your holy name. And when the accuser would come up and remind him of all the reasons that God shouldn't even hear him, he would just leave him alone because God still hears. If God doesn't still hear, then there isn't any grace that works, but it does. I'm with you always. I'm with you always. I'm not with you to spook you into behaving. I'm just with you. I'm with you. God doesn't agree with everything we do and everything we say. He won't be a part of all of that, but he will never stop loving us. We're his children. And so we can accept the fact that he talks to people in whatever condition they're in. And he hears from people in whatever the condition they're in. And he can do that. So we need to see that. We need to see that happening in ourselves. You know? I'm not as young as I used to be. And I shouldn't be finding areas that I need to progress in after all these years. Moving mountains, probably I need to, that, but smaller things than that. As smaller things as sparrows that God talks to me now after all these years about sparrows. I always knew that he cared for the sparrows. That's what the Bible says, but come on, get me into something more important, Lord. You know? I'm just going to run past that sparrow thing and I'm going to get to the hairs on my head. Come on, come on, come on. I want something deep. I want something deep. But Roger, this is deep. This is deep. Okay, Lord. Okay. All right. All right. If I can care about the sparrows as much as God can, I'm going to get somewhere. You know? See, the problem is in our lives we can be busy caring about things that aren't so important and not caring about the most important thing. Because there's a lot of stuff to distract us, to look at. There's a multitude of things to complain about, you know. There's a multitude of things that, oh, I'm glad I'm not like that person. There's just a bunch of stuff that we can choose to complain about. But if we understand how it makes us feel, do you ever feel good when you're complaining? You know? I don't feel good if I'm trying to make an excuse. I feel good if I see God working. So then I should look for God to be working. If you've happened to, he hasn't howled while I've been preaching, so good for him, but we're dog sitting and storm, oh, you know, why would anybody call me on a Sunday morning at this time? It's a 9-1. It doesn't matter. What were we talking about? The dog. Oh, the dog. Yeah, the dog. The dog, yeah. Taking care of the dog. And so it's been an interesting neighborhood situation with taking care of the dog. And last Sunday it kind of came to a head, and the guy that owns the dog was mad because the dog was at my house. And long story, it doesn't make any difference too much, except for after he got done saying that he's sort of mad, he went on to say, I want you to know I really appreciate everything you've done. And the last couple years have been difficult. And so again, I'm really thankful for what you've done. And God bless. Hallelujah, I felt the earth move under my feet, you know. I saw walls tumbling down, you know. I mean, it's just like, hallelujah, you know, praise the Lord. Isn't that great, honey? You know, I'm saying, look at that, honey. Everything's good, you know. Because I've been trying to have good out of it, you know. Not because I'm just showing God, just because I just... I just wanted to have the right attitude. Because if I can have a right attitude there, then I can have a lot of right attitude everywhere. And Jesus always had the right attitude. He just was so perfect, and he was so comfortable, and he was so sure of everything he did, so much so that, like he said, I don't do anything but what the Father says or what the Father shows me. I always please the Father. Oh, I want that. I always please the Father. Always please the Father. I want to always please the Father. And grace works. We can. Whatsoever we set our hearts to do, we do it heartily unto the Lord. And so, with all that I am, praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. And may I never forget to do good. So grace works. And that's the thing, the grace of God is great success. And that's the most important thing we will do in this lifetime. The most important thing. And that's the thing that produces the most for us, in us and through us. It's the thing that gives us the most. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It's the thing that works, you know? I mean, and we need to recognize that. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see You. I want to be aware of the things that produce the greatest joy, that produce the greatest peace, that produce the greatest in me. Because that's what You want for me. So that then everything that we do, and we do it heartily as unto the Lord, this is life. This is life. I mean, it just is. And you know, some people say, well, you've got to worry. There's no doubt that you might worry, but don't do it for long. I'm afraid. Well, you might have fear. Fear will come, but perfect love casts out all fear. So where's the perfect love? You understand? It's just simple. It's like I've got this lady that I deliver meals to, and she does puzzles, you know? And she does 2,000-piece puzzles, and like, I just keep waiting to see them ended, and she gets them done. And then this week she did two different puzzles, because they were like, one was 250 pieces, one was 500 pieces, but they were big and they were easy to put together. And this is the thing about the gospel. It's not fine print. It's big, clear pictures that light up our fine print lives. And sometimes, folks, we spend our times squinting at the fine print. You know, there's fine print commentary underneath those words in my Bible. And 103:1, David's prayer focused on the good things God was doing for him. It is easy to complain about life, but David's list gives us plenty for which to praise God. He forgives our sins, heals our diseases, redeems us from death. You know, well, that's a lot of reading on that real fine print. And sometimes when you read the fine print in a Bible, you want to get back to the big print. Because God's given us, by His grace, a big, clear picture. It's easy, He says. And it's easy to entreat Him. It's easy. It's easy. It's easy. How come it feels so hard sometimes? Because we're squinting at stuff that happens if we get the big pieces put together. Grace works. Life in Christ Jesus is life. Without him, there is no life. They that have the Son have life. If you don't have the Son, you don't have life. You know? We know when life is like crumbling around us. We know when our attitudes are anything but gratitudes. We know, you know, we recognize it. Sometimes we try to find fine print to justify it, but sometimes we should just let it go. Just let it go. Amen. Lord, your grace works. Your love works, your peace works, your joy works. You are complete and lacking nothing, and you have made us the same way. Complete and lacking nothing. Nothing. Everything that we need, we have. So help us, Lord. Open the eyes of our hearts. We leave here today more determined than ever to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Encouraged that we just keep moving up. Encouraged that you see us, you hear us, you care about us, you never forget about us, you would never leave us or forsake us. Encouraged by that, strengthened in the word. We thank you for all of it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.